It's Tuesday, February 8th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Persecution is heating up in Algeria, Africa, the land of Augustine of Hippo. Persecution.org reports that at least 16 Protestant churches have been closed or threatened with closure over the last 4 years. The latest target is a church of 90 members residing in the town of Ait Atelli. Pray for our brothers and sisters in Algeria, Africa, the 22nd worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Eric Tuninga, a missionary in the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, pled guilty on February 2nd in federal court to committing sexual sin with a Ugandan minor under his spiritual care. According to Katrina Berger, a special agent with the United States Attorney's Office, quote, Tuninga was supposed to be someone that could be trusted, but instead he abused that trust and victimized a child, end quote. Tuninga faces up to 30 years in prison for the crime. The Christian Post reported that after Tuninga returned to the U.S., he was deposed from ministry in July 2019 and excommunicated from the church in November of the same year. Let us all remember 1 Corinthians 10, which says, Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. 500 trucks are still participating in the Freedom Convoy at the Canadian capital of Ottawa. They are protesting the nationwide vaccine mandates and various other restrictions, reports RebelNews.com. Fox News noted that GoFundMe revealed its political bias over the weekend by shutting down the Freedom Convoy fundraising program as it was approaching $10 million. The convoy shifted to the Christian alternative, GiveSendGo.com, a crowdfunding campaign which is now approaching $5 million. A spokeswoman for the convoy explained the shift to GiveSendGo.
So as you know, GoFundMe has only released a million of the over $10 million that you have donated thus far. They've frozen the rest of it for now. I wanted to get you some accurate information on how you can support the truckers that are on the ground here at the moment. We've decided to team up with an organization called GiveSendGo, which is going to enable us to get donations into the hands of the truckers much, much quicker while everybody gets the rest of the stuff sorted out.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tweeted, quote, It is a fraud for GoFundMe to commandeer $9 million in donations sent to support truckers and give it to causes of their own choosing. I will work with Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody to investigate these deceptive practices. These donors should be given a refund, end quote. The NASDAQ Tech Stock Index is back where it was on February 8th last year, right at 14,000, reports CNBC. All the gains made last year have been reversed since November. Plus, Facebook has lost 40% of its value, most of the drop occurring in the last few weeks. That's a loss of about $350 billion. In other business news, Frontier Airlines announced they have purchased Spirit Airlines for $2.9 billion, reports Reuters. Combined, the two airlines provide 1,000 daily flights to roughly 145 destinations in 19 countries. The Family Research Council has produced a worldwide abortion law map. Surprisingly, the United States is colored red on the map, indicating the most aggressively pro-abortion country in the world next to Canada, Communist China, Communist Vietnam, Communist North Korea, and South Korea. The most pro-life continents are Africa and South America. The most pro-life countries in the Western Hemisphere are Honduras, the Dominican Republic, Paraguay, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Psalm 82, verse 6 says, Arise, O God, judge the earth, for it is you who possesses all the nations. And finally, as the Worldview reported yesterday, the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals reinstated the Tennessee ban on abortions conducted on the basis of the child's sex, race, or Down syndrome diagnosis. The vote was 11-6. Tennessee Right to Life President Stacey Dunn applauded the Sixth Circuit decision. She tweeted that, quote, "This provision in particular defends the most vulnerable among us and upholds the virtue that all lives matter, regardless of condition or color. It's time this state and all states take an interest in protecting those lives," end quote. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, February 8th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.